1953, the pipeline carries oil and gas across the state of Michigan. A section of it runs under the narrow waterway between two of the Great Lakes. A group called For Love of Water wants to see Line 5 decommissioned. Here's what Liz Kirkwood of that group told us on Monday.
They pose an unacceptable risk given that they've been described as the worst possible place in the Great Lakes for a spill. The pipeline does not have adequate support. It's encrusted with invasive mussels, and the currents are wild and have not been properly calculated from the original engineering.
That is Liz Kirkwood speaking for a water advocacy group based in Michigan. A coalition of environmental groups is now circulating a petition calling for the end of Line 5. This morning, we've reached Brad Shamla. He's the Vice President of U.S. Operations at Enbridge. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Thanks for joining us. What do you make of this growing campaign to shut down Line 5?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be on your show this morning, David. It's another opportunity, I think, to have a dialogue about energy and energy delivery in North America. It's one that we've been engaged in for some time, and happy to have the opportunity to be on your show this morning.
An opportunity for dialogue. I appreciate your phrase. I don't know if that's how they see it. They're calling this the next keystone in their minds. How do you begin to address the situation?
Well, I think it's really our focus and our commitment to safe and reliable operation. And it's the thing that we go back to time and time again when we get into discussions about the pipeline system. There's a lot of misinformation out there. It's something that we're trying to get information out there that people can then make a determination for themselves around the vitality and the need for the pipeline system, the safety of the system. And I think it's important for people to know all of the things that we're doing to ensure that that safety of that system on a daily basis.
Oh, right. This pipeline was built in the 1950s, in that section that they're concerned about between the two Great Lakes. They're concerned that it's an old pipeline, that it's, as you heard her say, it's covered in mussels. What do you say to them about the safety of a line like that?
Well, I think, you know, I go back to the original design and construction of the pipeline system. It was designed by the Bechtel Corporation, along with Merritt Chapman and Scott, some of the same people that built the iconic bridge that crosses that same body of water. It was built to very high standards, seamless pipe, a very thick-walled pipe. It was designed such that the pressure across that segment would be at the lowest point on the pipeline system. So a very low pressure system. It's been operated and maintained rigorously over its lifetime. And it's our most inspected piece of pipe. And David, I can tell you that if we were not 100% confident in its integrity and fitness for service, we wouldn't be operating that pipeline today.
And, you know, let's be clear about this. The Line 5 Straits of Mackinac Crossing has never experienced a leak in more than 60 years of operation. Is that true?
That is true, yes.
So let me ask you flat out, what's happened with environmental groups and pipelines? When it moves by rail, we don't hear huge protests. We don't see people lining up in front of the offices of the train stations. Why have pipelines been put in the crosshairs of environmental groups?
I think it's really trying to establish a good understanding of the energy infrastructure that's out there. And I don't think it's maybe well understood where energy comes from. When you go to the gas pump, you fill up a vehicle with gas. You know, where does that fuel come from? Airports, jet fuel, things like that. And also a lot of the components that are used in manufacturing. We're trying to build an awareness of where that material is coming from, how it's delivered, and the safe and reliable delivery of that material to the markets where it's needed.
I want to address this pipeline specifically because that's what's being talked about now. How quickly could you respond if there is a spill?
Very quickly, David. We've in the last 2 years have established a crew right in St. Ignace and Mackinac City. That is right on the doorstep, right at the Straits Crossing. Their full-time job is the safe and reliable operation of our pipeline system. We also have a number of resources in the state, over 100 people within the state, along with our oil spill response organizations who have equipment and people staged in the state. So we could respond very, very quickly.
The issue, the reason this has become an issue in Michigan, they point back to what happened in Kalamazoo. And there, to be fair, there's been 29 known spills on land-based parts of Line 5, according to environmental groups, spilling over 1 million gallons of oil into the Michigan environment. Is there a sense that Enbridge does need to do better, that you do need to work harder to address these situations so that you don't face protests like the ones you're about to face in Michigan?
Well, I can tell you this, David, that the leak that occurred near Marshall, Michigan, was transformational for our company, and we have changed significantly and have improved. And it's something that no leak is acceptable to Enbridge. It's something that my day job, the day job of everyone involved in operations, is to ensure the safe and reliable operation of the system. And I, you know, we could spend a lot of time this morning talking about all of the things that we're doing to ensure the safety of our systems, from leak detection to the internal inspection technology and the improvements that have happened in that area, you know, essentially using MRI type technology, medical type technology, to make sure that the pipeline systems are safe. And consequently, you're seeing a vast improvement in our industry overall. Pipelines are the safest way to deliver energy, and it's something that we're working to improve it further still.
The focus right now is Line 5 and the Straits of Mackinac. We're going to be hearing that phrase an awful lot, I suspect, coming out of Michigan in the days and months ahead. If you even wanted to, could you reroute that portion, the underwater section, under the Straits of Mackinac?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at that pipeline system, it's really focusing on what can we do to ensure the safety and the continued safety, the long-term safety and reliability of that system for years to come. And it's something that we're very focused on and committed to do. And we're working closely with the state, with our regulator, PHMSA, and it's something that, you know, we're in this for the long haul. We're one of North America's largest pipeline operators, and we take safety very, very seriously.
Mr. Shamla, we'll see where it goes from here. Thanks for taking some time to join us this morning.
Yes, thank you, David.
That is Brad Shamla. He's the Vice President of U.S. Operations at Enbridge. If you'd like to comment on this story or anything you hear on the show, we'd love to hear from you. You can